from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. It is Sports Daily. Jacob Albrock, Tommy Caster here. Glad to be here with you on this Tuesday edition. We talk a little Royals there. We can always go back to the Royals. You can leave us your comments on our video stream. You can also call us on the IHOP hotline, 869-1240. All that baseball talk, by the way, presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile, and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. All right, Tommy, let's dive into this. It came down too late for us to talk about it yesterday, but the coach's poll is out. Of most note, obviously, K-State in at number 17, and we've got Kansas in at number 24. First time since 2008 that the Jayhawks have been in this poll. We wondered if they would get there. You know, we knew that they were catching some love. We wondered if they would get this kind of love. It is significant. I know it's a poll. I know polls don't mean anything. I am a believer in polls. I think it's very important to us as fans to have some attempt at a baseline of what to expect in a season. Now, is too much emphasis put on it by the end of the year? I don't know if that still happens with the CFP, but I like polls. I need polls, especially going into a season, especially now with the transfer portal and all these things. I'd like to have a gauge of what people are thinking about these teams nationally. It enhances our viewing experience early in a season. It's just a good thing. It's a good thing. Can be bulletin board material. Nothing to complain about, though, this year for K-State and KU. It feels about right to me, Tommy, for both of these schools. Should the Big 12 be, you know, up higher in the poll? There are five teams in the top 25. I feel like it's a pretty good poll for the Big 12, and I feel like it's a good poll for K-State and KU.
Yeah, I think overall, you know, I don't pay quite as much attention to the coaches' poll as I would the media poll, you know, just because I feel like the coaches' poll, like, you're not going to be paying a ton of attention to other teams, right? Like, you're paying attention to your team, and you're kind of guessing on what you think the other teams in your conference and around the country will do. So I don't put a ton of stock into the coaches' poll. When the preseason media poll comes out, that's the one that I'm going to pay closer attention to. And there's going to be a lot of similarities. I mean, I think you can look at what the coaches think and get a pretty decent idea that the media poll will be somewhat similar to that. But yeah, I mean, for K-State and KU, I get it. I'm fine overall with, you know, both places for those teams. I think the only thing that I was kind of surprised about with Kansas State is I thought they might be a little bit higher. Like, I would have put them around 15. Now they're at 17, so it's not that far off. But that's about the only thing that I kind of thought, okay, well, I maybe would have put the Wildcats, you know, a little bit higher. Utah is at 13. And I think that between Utah and Kansas State, I mean, those two teams, you know, more, I think that there's obviously going to be several teams that are going to be in the mix, you know, when it comes to the Big 12 and who's going to win that conference.
It mimics the media poll that we saw in the Big 12.
But I do think that Utah and Kansas State maybe needed to be a little bit closer together in this coaches poll. I mean, they're five spots apart. So it is what it is. I would have put Kansas State a little bit higher. I'm okay with where Utah ended up, though. I probably would have done Utah 13, Kansas State 15. But other than that, yeah, I don't really have much of an issue with the poll.
Here's what I'm going to be perfectly honest with the masses about. Most of these teams, I don't yet know anything about, right? Like, I have followed, you know, Kansas and Kansas State through the offseason. I have tried to follow the Big 12 as a whole through the offseason. I have not followed anybody else through the offseason other than headline-y type stuff. So, like, if you're asking me to give my thoughts on, you know, Penn State getting in there at 9, like, I have no idea. LSU at 12. I know they lost a bunch of players. I don't know what they've done. You know, Clemson at 14 surprised me a little bit, I think, but I don't know what they've done, right? Like, and so that's what I mean. That's why I like these polls. That's why I like to see it, to get a feel for it. I'm not going to hot take you and say it's ridiculous that 8 out of the top 10 teams are SEC and Big 10 teams. I have no idea if that's good or that's bad. I don't know. I mean, if you're the Big 12, holistically, you can say, let's show them how much, you know, how good we are. Problem for the Big 12 is they're going to beat up on each other this year. You know, I don't know that an end of season top 25 would look all that different, quite frankly. We've seen these types of years for the Big 12 where it's a lot of teams kind of tossed into the middle and back into that top 25, and that's okay. All that matters is the CFP, and here's why the CFP is going to change how we consume all of this. This matters a little bit less than it ever has before. Right? Not in the things I said I liked about it. I still love that it gives us a baseline when we're watching games as a national audience, right? I'd like to know who people think are the good teams so I can know the magnitude of any certain game. Now, they could be wrong, obviously. They could be wrong about teams. They're wrong about teams in the preseason all the time. But that's okay. It still gives us something to look at. But the good thing about the way this is all changing is when you see that and you see the Big 12 and what you see in that poll is what the reality most think is in the preseason is that there's not an elite team, right? But there's a lot of really good teams and they're going to beat up on each other. I think this poll is very representative of that. The good news is in the old days, that kills your chances to win a national championship right out of the gates. You know that, right? Is any team coming out of this league with two losses or less?
Yeah, I doubt that. And okay. The other thing, too, is that I've always wondered this. I mean, going all the way back
out the window.
I mean, I've always wondered this going back in the day. Is it better and more advantageous to be a team at the top of the poll at the beginning of the season? And your goal then is to try to stay there to get one of the few spots that used to be available to play for a national championship? Or is it more advantageous for a team to not be at the top and try to work their way up? And that's always been really intriguing to me when there were four spots, because, is it better to be the hunter or the hunted, you know? And I think that really the big thing that I always come back to, and I do agree with you, because if you're at the very top, then you control your own destiny and that's it. Like, you just have to win. If you are below and you're trying to work your way up, then you need help from other teams to lose. So I do understand that. But to your point, now that there are 12 spots in the playoff, it's not that I don't care as much about these polls. It's just that, like, it's less impactful for especially the teams who are outside of that top four. And I know that, you know, for a long time, teams really, they needed to know where they were going to be at the very beginning of the season, because you set a baseline, but it gives them an idea on what they've got to accomplish to try to get into that playoff picture. You've opened the door now for a lot more teams to be able to compete for that. And so it's less impactful. It's more, I think, just interesting than anything else. It doesn't mean nearly as much as it used to.
No, it doesn't, because we have the CFP rankings. These rankings, as far as who makes it in, don't mean anything now in the course of a season, whether it's AP
I'm
top
sure
25 coaches.
I mean, I'm sure, like, even when you were down, like, when you were picking the four,
I agree.
It influences it. So
I agree. And that's why I would always say you want to start at the top, because perception is everything. If you're, if you're Georgia this year, and let's say you stumble twice over the course of the season, but you storm back and finish with two losses and are going into, let's call it, an SEC championship game. Back in the old days of a 4-team playoff, you knew you were probably still going to be able to get in, right? So it mattered to have that early hype. That's what we saw kind of out of Alabama last year, right? That, you know, you get that early hype and then you work back to it and it's like, see, I told you they were really good. And then that versus, you know, let's say you're just outside. Let's say you're Kansas or Kansas State last year. You're battling all the way through toward the end of the season. Maybe you have one loss going into that game and then you lose a second. The perception's totally different of how good you are. Like, see, I told you so. They're not that good. And so, yeah, I do think it still impacts things a little bit, but the beauty of the 12 team is you can sort of throw all that out the window. We think now we'll see. And obviously when you get down to the 12th team, the, you know, 13th and 14th teams, the teams that just missed, we'll have the same conversations, but we know in college football, there aren't usually that many teams that could actually make it through a CFP format. There still may not be more than two, which is what we usually have, but it will be a whole lot more fun getting there. And when you see this out of the Big 12 now, I look at this and see five teams in the top 25. All I care about in this first year of the CFP 12 team, not being a fan, like from a, you know, from what we do, we obviously want to see K-State or KU or both in there. That would be our goal for the season, right? But just in general terms, as a college football, you know, advocate and viewer, what I would want to see is all four of the now Power Four leagues get at least two teams in. That would be like my personal goal for this new system would be for eight of the 12 teams to be two, at least two, right, of each of the four leagues. So the Big 12 gets two, the ACC gets two, and then the Big 10 and the SEC can have whatever. We know we're going to get one non-Power Four team in there. So that's nine teams. So that's probably a stretch and probably not going to happen to think that, you know, you'd only have five combined representatives of the SEC and the Big Ten. I would say the chances of that are slim to none. So who misses out then on that second berth? And that's what, you know, that's sort of what you get into with this 12 team now. And as it takes shape and where that power brokering is, because there's a lot of money involved and how many teams you're going to get into that thing is in a 12 team. When we see a top 25 like this with five teams in from the Big 12, but all of them 13 or lower, what are the chances they can get two teams in? We know they're going to get one, but what are the chances they can get two in? And that's sort of what I think we focus on now as we look at the season from the Big 12 perspective.
It really becomes the question of the teams in the Big 12 beating up on each other. Will there be one or two teams that can separate themselves from everybody else? Or are you going to see four or five teams? And the preseason Big 12 poll alluded to this, that there's sure. not any kind of clarity among the top four or five teams in the conference, that there's no clear-cut favorite. There's no clear-cut two favorites. Like, there are four or five. And so if you end up with a really muddled mess, then it's probably going to be the Big 12 champion, and that's it in the top 12. I hope that's not the case. You want to see maybe one other team be the cream of the crop and rise above and be able to, you know, at least have that second Big 12 program make it into the 12-team playoff. But I think that because of knowing the new schools that are coming into the conference, and of course Utah and Arizona are going to be the class of those, you know, new schools coming in, both of those teams are in the preseason top 25. You add in KU, K-State, Oklahoma State. Those are probably the five favorites. It's going to be really hard for them to avoid a muddled up mess when things come down to it in December.
And then you get into the other interesting things, like what is Colorado's upside? We know what their downside is. What is their upside?
I don't think the upside is really there.
Win individual games, to mess things up a little bit. UCF apparently has a really good quarterback. Then you get into the middle of the league. We know TCU has been effective with portal teams. Like, can they be a surprise here? I think what I'm saying is it's not just that the top end through those five is a mess in the Big 12. It's a mess like 1 through 10. I mean, the mess is deep. It's a deep mess. I think we forget Texas Tech is all sorts of hyped up for this football season. West Virginia and Iowa State, we thought were going to be bad last year. They both finished the year really strong. And so, like, it's not just at the very top where it's going to be a mess in the Big 12. Rick says he doesn't see it. Big 10 and SEC will dominate. Other leagues get one team. I don't know that the SEC and and the Big Ten are going to get 9 of 12 representatives, which would be what would have to happen, Rick, for that scenario, for the Big 12 to get one, the ACC to get one, and then you get your one non-power league. That would mean 9 from those leagues. I don't think that's going
to
happen.
You also have to take into account Notre Dame, as another team that, of course, they're right there. Yeah. They're in the top 10, preseason as well.
Notre Dame, though, can Notre Dame take the place of the non-power 5? I need to look at that. I don't know the answer to that, actually. If they can be the non-power 4 representative, like, could they steal a bid, let's call it, from, Cincinnati of past, right? I don't know the answer to that, actually. That's an interesting question. But either way, they're not going to get 9 of 12, I don't think, Rick. So I think, can you be the league that gets 2 or the ACC? I mean, I think there's room for it. It's just, what does it take? Because here's what we know about the Big Ten. Big Ten is top heavy. And then it's bad. That's what, the history of the Big Ten. Now, we do have to add Oregon and Washington into the mix here with them. And I don't even think, is Washington even in the poll? I mean, they lost a lot of players.
I don't think they are.
But you got to mix those two in. But forever, it's been the league of Ohio State, Michigan, and Penn State. And that's kind of it for teams that are actually really, really good. Now, obviously, you would have to put, Oregon and Washington and USC, I'm not a total believer in.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
So I think there's plenty of room for the Big 12 to get a couple of in, but it's going to take navigating the messy waters of what looks to be a top to bottom, no weeks off league.
I disagree with Rick's assertion of the Big Ten and the SEC getting a bunch of teams and the other leagues getting one, but it doesn't have to do with the Big 12. It has to do with the ACC. I mean, if you just take the preseason poll into account, you've got both Florida State and Clemson in the top 15. I think that league is more likely than the Big 12 is to get multiple teams in the 12 team playoff. And so I think that they'll probably be a couple of representatives there. Miami is also in the top 20. So there aren't as many total teams from the ACC in the top 25 preseason poll as the Big 12. But I do think that the teams that are in there are probably more likely to make the 12-team playoff than any of the schools in the Big 12 that are at the top of the polls.
The advantage that you'll have being the ACC is it feels like there's more cupcakes, right, for the good teams to beat up on. This is the issue with the Big 12. Who's the cupcake right now? Who is it? Houston maybe?
Probably. Yeah, Houston.
But that's kind of it, right? Like there's not
Cincinnati, that's what, and, maybe. Probably throw Cincinnati
and that's
in there.
What's going to make it awesome for us to watch throughout
Colorado,
the course of the season.
Arizona State.
Maybe. But again, like I get it with Colorado. I do. But at the same time, I also realize how much talent they did ultimately bring in. And while it doesn't seem like that's going to work, doesn't seem like that now, I can't forget what TCU did a couple of years ago with a whole bunch of transfer dudes that were just really talented. So we'll see. But I don't think you can, I don't think you can mark that down in ink right now like you could with some games that you're going to see out of the Big Ten or the ACC or even the, or even to a very much lesser degree, the SEC, right? Like there's Vanderbilt and that's about it. But you just don't have any cupcakes this year that are a guaranteed cupcake in the Big 12. And while that will be incredible for us during the regular season, it will be stressful in these rankings. There are fewer, you know, non-con games in the future, right? There are going to be fewer non-con games to sort of get out there and prove it. So it will be fascinating. And I'm sure that we'll have moments of frustration when the SEC and the Big Ten are sort of dominating this thing. But again, I would say the alternative is worse. And the worst case scenario is much worse. So if we know, if you can guarantee me that in the future of college football, at least one team, if not a good chance of two or more teams, are reaching the postseason ultimately, I'm going to take that as a win. Because the reality is it's been far less likely than that to play for it in the past. And if you told me what are the chances in the old system that the Big 12 could get there without Texas or Oklahoma in the league, I'd have told you they're very, very low on a year-to-year basis. How many times have we felt like Oklahoma State got screwed in the CFP over the years?
Yeah, it's been feels a lot
like
of times.
Feels like a billion times, right? That's what we're avoiding now. So let's see it play out. And these preseason polls, again, they mean less in totality because it does come down to the CFP rankings, but the perception that you get out of this does sometimes matter in the end when you're thinking about teams' momentum or any of that little stuff that they're trying to, you know, to comb through when they're going through those rankings. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. Let's talk about K-State and Kansas's spot in here more specifically. K-State in at number 17, Kansas in at number 24. We'll take a look at what we think about those two spots, what they could mean. Would that be good enough to get them in? If we were looking at it, not obviously not in a CFP direct ranking, but just if we looked at this sort of stacking, thinking about a CFP ranking, could it be good enough? I think it would be very, very close for K-State. So we'll talk about that. We'll set up our contest here for the day. HTO, you can win some HTO iced tea, more than 20 flavors. You can win some free rain coffee, a free one of each from either Wichita location or down in Derby. All you got to do to win is text the keyword tea, T-E-A, to the short code 20357. Good luck on that. Win that on us here at Sports Daily. You can enter once per day. Message and data rates apply. We're going to come back. We'll continue to dig into this poll. We'll have Harrison Butker thoughts. Big contract for a kicker, for that particular kicker. We'll have that for you in the second hour as well. And we'll get back to the Royals talk. Don't go away. Here we go. It's Sports Daily on a Tuesday. We'll be right back.
...97.5 and 1240 KFH.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, fantasy football owners, the road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.